Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Common Sensocrats, I'm back. That's right, baby. I am back with new episodes for 2022, starting with this one, which is my first one this year. Now, and I know it's toward the end of February, okay? And people have been asking me, where have you been? What's going on? When are your new episodes dropping? What's been happening? I've been in emails. I've been getting asked at events, which, don't worry, I've been motivated to get back. But here's why I've been on hiatus. I've moved. That's right. I've moved. I went from, and no shame in this, I went from my parents' basement studio, basically, to my new digs, which is pretty much what I've envisioned of it looking like. So I'm very happy. And you all know how it is when you move. You can't balance everything. It's really hard. It really is. And it was tough. So I was trying to get new episodes in by the end of January, but it just didn't work out that way because I kept looking around and going, doesn't feel quite right yet. It doesn't feel quite right yet. I kept saying that to myself. And then once I looked around about last week, I looked around and I said, I'm ready. I'm ready now. It's ready to go, ready to launch. And for those of you that have your own projects and you're basically your baby, literally like you have a building, you're building, you have, it's your design, your production, your podcast, that's your baby essentially. And you want to make sure that you're good in your space. You want to make sure that you're comfortable with where you're working, because otherwise I'll have to half-ass my podcast and I don't want to do that because I care about you guys too much, honestly. So I wanted to make sure I was good and my new digs and everything good. And also, like, when I have guests on in person especially, I want them to be comfortable in my new space. Like, I want them to be comfortable just as much as I am. So I'm loving it. And I'm looking at my video set right now, actually, and I can't wait for you guys to see it. I'm literally relishing in it because I'm actually sitting in the space, so where I will be doing the videos. So I'm pretty excited for you all to see it. I just got to work on some, you know, little tweaks with my video equipment and my other screens I have, and also with additions I have to have for the video set, and otherwise I'll be ready to go. So by next week, I'll be there. So stay tuned for those. So anyway, getting away from my boring moving details and how I just rebuild the studio, okay, because y'all are like snooze fest, I know. I'm going to talk about JB. And no, I'm not talking about Joe Burrow and the Bengals. I'm not going to talk about that because we made it to the Super Bowl. I'm happy we made it to the Super Bowl. And that's all I'm going to say. So just be happy we freaking made it to the Super Bowl, my fellow Cincinnatians. Please keep that in your thoughts. But I'm going to talk about the other JB. You know, Brandon. You know, let's go Brandon. That JB. I refuse to call him president. I refuse. And I will never apologize for that, ever. Because I just don't believe he's our legitimate president. I don't believe that. Some people do, and that's great. Good for you. But I don't believe that. So, but Joe Biden, in 2022... has just wrecked a lot of things. He's continued to wreck a lot of things. And I'm not going to go into all the details with inflation, high gas prices, the Ukraine-Russia situation. I'm not going to get into it because we see it day after day after day. Not only on the news, but if you leave your house, then you see it with your own eyes. And if you're in denial about what's going on, by the way, that must mean that either you, like I said, you don't leave your house, you have other people do it for you, or you don't drive. So those are the only options I can really think of. Or you just literally are you know, just living your life and you don't watch any of that stuff, or, you know, fine too. But I always tell people, if you don't know the situation, if you don't know what's going on, don't talk about it, okay? Leave it to those who actually go out in the world and see what's going on and actually literally deal with it day by day. Let them talk about it because they live it, okay? That's just my little tidbit for the day. But with that, I'm going to get into, you know how Joe Biden has his Build Back Better plan that, of course, with everything going on, it keeps getting pushed and pushed and pushed. Well, I like to call, there's a little program that he's pushing that I like to call Build Crack Better. Yes, I'm going to be talking about that. It's going to be a short episode, so I'm going to be talking about that pretty briefly and just get into a little rant about the Build Crack Better plan that apparently he has up his sleeve. Of course, that's not the real name of it. For those of you that don't have humor, that's my little twist there for that. So with that, let's get into my first episode of 2022 called Build Crack Better. Hey, Common Sensocrats. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. I know this is from early February, and I know I'm a little late and keeping up with the trends right now. But for those of you, if you've listened to the beginning of the episode, you obviously know why. So I've been trying to keep up with all the news while I've been moving and settling in and doing on all my prep and everything like that. But this one has been on my mind since it first was out, about how the Biden administration is sending crack pipes to drug addicts in the name of quote-unquote racial equity. When I first heard this, I was like, you're joking, right? Come on. Come on, man. And then, of course, I looked it up and yeah. I mean, just you read it and you're like, oh my gosh, look how much the Biden admin cares about racial equity. Yeah, let's just give them all crack pipes. Let's just, yeah. Come on. This is, I just couldn't believe when I read this. And it's from, it broke on the Washington Free Beacon. I read it on their Twitter page. And of course, I saved it because I really wanted to talk about this at some point. And I'm not going to go into the full article. I'm just going to go on bits and pieces of the article that I saved because this is insane. But, you know, great job, Biden admin. Great job. I mean, this is going to look really good, right? So good. Yeah. The federal government, in case you don't know what's happening, or at least what the plan is. So the federal government is out there, and I kid you not, they're out there handing out grants. $30 million worth of grants. $30 million with an M for giving them to organizations that provide pipes to drug users so they can safely smoke meth and or crack. Yeah, safely do it, guys. Literally, their words, not mine. They will also be providing syringes for the drug users as well. Yeah, like we don't see that enough in urban cities, Democrat-run urban cities. Yeah, like we don't see that enough. So let's just provide them more, right? Now, I need to ask a question to this program here. Is Hunter Biden going to be receiving money from this grant? Just curious. But anyway, this is called the Harm Reduction Grant, which is overseen by the Department of Health and Human Services, and its stated purpose is to, quote, support community-based overdose prevention programs, syringe services programs, and other harm reduction services, end quote. I mean, and just to give you an idea, these are the requirements to provide to the people that we'll be serving through this grant, okay? They'll be serving through this grant. Sorry, my brain is overwhelmed with this information right now. So here's the requirement here. So purchase equipment, this is from the article, purchase equipment and supplies to enhance harm reduction efforts, such as harm reduction vending machines, including stock for machines, infectious diseases testing kits, so for HIV, HBV, HCV, etc., medication lockboxes, FDA-approved overdose reversal medication, as well as higher dosages now approved by the FDA, safe sex kits, including PrEP resources and condoms, safe smoking kits and supplies, screening for infectious diseases, so HIV, sexually transmitted infections, viral hepatitis, sharps disposal, and medication disposal kits, substance test kits, including test strips for fentanyl and other synthetic drugs, syringes to prevent and control the spread of infectious diseases, vaccination services, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, vaccination, and, of course, wound care management supplies. A couple of things jump out at me. What about you guys? Yeah, anyway, it says here in the article, it says a spokesman for the agency told the Washington Free Beacon that the safe smoking kits, safe smoking kits will provide pipes for users to smoke crack cocaine, crystal methamphetamine, and quote-unquote, any illicit substance. Yeah, I'm so glad, I don't know about you guys, but I'm so glad that our government is providing drug paraphernalia to drug users that already have a problem. This is already a huge problem in our country, and they just want to push it more and more and more. Yeah, there's just no better way to solve this problem than just to keep giving drug users things they need to get high, right? Let's just keep doing it. Oh, my God. And this is why I call this program Build Crack Better. This is why. Because otherwise, if you don't laugh about it, you'll cry. And I'm probably on the verge of crying right now about this whole thing because, like I said, we already have a huge drug problem in this country. But this is crazy, okay? It's actually also embarrassing, too, because other countries are looking at us right now. They're seeing this problem happen. Like, they're looking at us and going, what the hell is going on in the United States right now? Now, I will say that now the part of the racial equity is coming up. So I'm going to talk about from the article. This is what it says in the article here. This is how they vow to advance racial equity, right? It says here in the article, if your application is funded, you will be expected to develop a behavioral health disparity impact statement no later than 60 days after your award. The behavioral health disparity impact statement is in alignment with the expectations related to Executive Order 13985, which is titled Advancing Racial Equity and Support for Underserved Communities Through the Federal Government. Yeah. These people legitimately think that giving drug paraphernalia to drug addicts that are already having a problem is somehow advancing racial equity. Yeah. And I hate to say this, but it's, again, harshest truth, not the sweetest lie, but damn it, this whole time I thought the people on the right were the racists. Looks like they're just slowly exposing themselves one by one, aren't they? These people that believe that these people that actually believe that giving drug paraphernalia is going to help these already problematic drug addicts. But you already know my point with all that. But I want to touch on my first episode of 2022 with this, because this is a big problem. Like, we already have a huge drug problem in this country, and these people are just pushing it and pushing it and pushing it just down the way. I mean, I'm speechless. Like, I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised. Have you all felt that way? I know I have. I just felt surprised of it all. But yet I'm just like, but I'm not surprised. Like, I don't know how I feel about it all right now. But yeah, so that is my briefing about that. And yeah, so that is happening, everybody. Hate to say it, but it's happening. So keep an eye out, folks, because it's only going to get worse from here with that part anyway. All right, now to tell you some updates about Common Sensocrat. So as you all heard me say in the beginning of the episode, new videos are coming. I also have a new website coming out. I know I've been talking about that forever, but finally it's almost finished. Like, I just looked at it before I started recording this episode. So it's almost pretty much, the format is pretty much almost done, and all the uploads and everything like that. And then also another exciting thing that came my way, Princess Chloe will be back at some point in the next 2 weeks. So stay tuned for an episode with her coming up soon. And I have a new satire day that will be out on Saturday. So I am back with my satire days. I'm back in the groove. And I'm so happy. And with that, as always, I like to wrap up with a quote here. Not a quote, more like a saying that I've been thinking about recently too. Stay away from people who can't take responsibility for their actions and who make you feel bad for being angry at them when they do you wrong. Boom. End of story. Just stay away from those people. I call them the toxic people. You don't need them. You don't need them in your life. I've recently had a conversation with a recent toxic person that I was like, see ya. And I've been thinking about that saying a lot. So stay away from those people. Stay away from them. You don't need them. And you'll be much happier. So I'm happy you guys tuned in. Thank you so much. And please, 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 please share the episode, share my Facebook, share all the social medias that I have, please, because it's very important. This is how I keep the podcast going. I am still on locals.com. I'm still on all of the other things. I'm still on Rumble. I'm still on YouTube. I am still on Gab. I am still, now I'm trying to get on Truth Social, but we all know how that's going right now. So I'm trying, but it's not easy. But don't worry. One day I will be on Truth Social. One day. I'm trying. But anyway, have a great rest of your day and rest of the week. And tune in for the new Satire Day, which will be happening, of course, on Saturday. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.